So, hi everyone. We have updated the draft that we have presented in Prague in March. And I cover now mainly updates because I thought that we will have not a lot of time. So, three updates: the motivation for inter-article communication since 0.0, and this the case when one ISP, one entity, financially one entity, holds many ASs or even not ASs but some entities within the one big. And then we can talk about providing information to mobile networks, and then we can talk about root aggregation. So next slide. We can have one provider that has, for example, two ASs, and each of these ASs run its own inter-domain routing, you know, OSPF, IDIS, and so on. And the IT departments or something like this don't want to exchange the information, don't want to merge areas or SPF or so on. So Alto can be helpful, and inter-Alto communication may allow us to merge some information, merge a map that is within one operator, that is, there is no trust issues and so on, just merging information from many ASs within one ISP, because each ISP knows only the topology, exact topology and exact bits within itself. So, next slide. We can also have the case when we have some ASs with CDN servers that serve data. Mobile video is now emerging, and the users are mobile devices in some cellular network. I don't talk about exact localization of a peer within the city because it's too dynamic. But we can talk about some capabilities of a client or classes of a client. So we can take some information about mobile network and combine it with information that CDNs need. So we can have one map which covers this issue. And next slide. And the third case is root aggregation. We can have some ASs which are passing routes via BGP, and one AS aggregates the routes, and the AS path which comes to some AS which want to optimize the traffic does not contain exact information on AS numbers, AS hop count, and so on. We can only say that this routes come from one of these ASs, and we don't know about hop count and so on. We have AS set in AS path. So local AS and its Alto server can talk to aggregating AS, or even more further if it is able to discover the Alto server and get more information about PIDs and network, some further about further than within the aggregating AS. So, next slide. We'll appreciate if some people would read the draft, especially we'd like to have contribution from network operators if and CDN and peer-to-peer people, if the problem that are described in the draft are really they problem, or they do not see the problem and why, and so on. So if you have enough time to read the draft and say something about this this problem that we have stated in the motivation section, we would say a lot of thank you to you. So no question.
Yunfei, China Mobile, would you please draw back to the slides, last one?
This?
Last. Yeah. So, regarding the merging, the cooperation between the CDN and the mobile devices. So, is there any difference compared to the fixed network devices and their integration with the CDN servers?
I'm not an expert of mobile networks. I rather work with application layer and peer-to-peer networks and so on. But I think that there might be issues that arise then when we will provide a lot of streams and high-quality streams to users in mobile networks. When you will, when CDN servers would like to, for example, know if these devices are capable, if there is some capacity within the network and so on, because maybe there is no reason to pass high-quality video if it will be it will stuck for a moment every, I don't know, minute. So some information. The ALTO is so generic that we can pass any information within this. The cost is just the number and the interpretation of the number. If we can interpret correctly the number, and Sabin will talk about multi-cost ALTO, we can say something about the cellular network that will be useful for CDNs.
We are very interested in if there are some specific information that can be provided by the cellular network to the third-party CDN providers. Currently, we haven't seen such a difference compared to the fixed
network. A colleague of mine works since some time with LTE and LTE Advanced, So maybe I can give you his email and you can talk with him because he has prepared this use case.
Okay, thank you.
No more questions.